Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Today is day 91 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, and our topic is Remove Unyielding Anger. Remove unyielding anger. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 through 27. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, my prayers go out to all of the families and the people who were injured this morning, and then the families of those who were murdered this morning in the shooting in Las Vegas. It was a 60-something-year-old male shooter who lived in a retirement community who shot down on people attending a country music concert from above the 30th floor. Right now, his motive is unknown, but my prayers to all of them and the number of casualties and those injured is climbing, or the numbers are increasing as I speak right now. So my prayers to them. Please keep everyone in your prayers. Number two, we are going to actually deal with that shooting on my law office's broadcast tomorrow night. You be the jury at 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you set your alarms to tune in, because on You Be the Jury, it's a 30-minute live broadcast. You're actually able to call in and comment on air via phone or by typing your comments in online. And I have people who call in nationwide, and we're going to deal with that shooting and gun control. So make sure you don't miss it. All of the information you will need is on my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com. That's callrawsiwilliams.com. But we definitely want to deal with that tomorrow night. And then finally, make sure you set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. by calling 323-870-4180. If you miss the live broadcast, I post the recording or your hot breakfast on the stove after 8 a.m. on my website, which is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. On my Facebook page at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, so you can follow me there, or you can follow the broadcast itself by clicking the follow the broadcast link on our website, feeldthefire.com, on the broadcast or morning motivation page, and that will subscribe you to the show. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Please govern yourselves accordingly to those announcements. If you couldn't hear everything or write it down, go to feeldfire.com and you'll see everything posted there. I want to get into this word this morning because my soul is heavy, fired up, and being released simultaneously. I am in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 through 27, and I am reading from the KJV. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today of the challenge? Remove unyielding anger. Say that with me wherever you are. Remove unyielding anger. Praise the Lord. Now, before I even saw the tragedy that occurred in Las Vegas this morning on the news, God had already given me this topic, because throughout this entire week of the challenge, we're going to be focusing on removing toxic emotions such as unyielding anger, jealousy, envy, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye and the flesh. So you need to make sure you don't miss a day of this last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we are removing all spiritual and natural clutter by working a new challenge each day as we count down this year to usher in our fruitful 2018. We're not only going to make the world a better place through this challenge, but each of us a better person. So make sure you have your journals and you're working through this thing. You can work it with friends, family, accountability partners, your church groups, but I promise you, it's going to make you get down and dirty within your own life of getting things out of the way that need to be out of the way. Praise the Lord. So on this weekend, I was going through this situation that is still not resolved yet, but it will be resolved today. And it put me, or took me, to a place of such anger that I have not experienced in I don't know how long, to the point where I was about to snap. And if you know me, you would never associate that word with me, but that's where I was this weekend. And it affected every part of me. You know, legally, it had legal issues as an attorney, spiritually as an evangelist, because someone intentionally and egregiously violated me. And it was unexpected. I didn't see it coming. I didn't know it was going to happen. And it came in like a storm so abruptly Saturday morning. And all throughout the weekend, whenever I thought I had at least mitigated it until I could get it officially resolved today, it just kept piling on. So I started off Saturday morning on a high, feeling great, because on Friday and day 94 of the challenge, I had talked about being on the spiritual precipice, in other words, the spiritual peak, of joy and victory, and not letting anyone take you from that place. So I was still feeling that spiritual high, only to find out or be violated Saturday. And all throughout the day, when I was trying to fix it, like I said, it couldn't be wholly resolved, because there are some parts that can only be resolved today. The impact of what the person did just kept coming more and more and more. And so I went from a place of surprise and anger to unyielding anger to unrelenting, obsessive, consumed anger, to a place of feeling like I was about to snap, to a place of a severe headache, to a place of my blood pressure rising. And I don't have hypertension. I don't even have any medical, you know, conditions. I don't have prescriptions, but I tell you, I felt like I was about to go have a stroke. So I had reached out to, one of my very best friends, and I was, thank the Lord, that person was with me like every step of the way with me calling, because I literally was about to snap, and I was just trying to work it out. And then I say, okay, I got this worked out for now, and I can finish this part on Monday, then something else would happen. And what made it even worse is that night, Saturday night, we were celebrating, our church was celebrating my pastor and first lady, and we were having this banquet, and I was on the program for the welcome and broadcast. And you know, how ironic is that? Because that's the person who sets the tone. And I was in such a place that I couldn't even find myself, that I reached out to them earlier that day and said, go ahead and get someone else as a backup. I don't know if I'm going to make it, because who wants to set the tone from a place of anger and a negative perspective? Well, then later that afternoon, when I thought I'd had it resolved a little bit, I said, you know what? I want to go do this for them. I want to be there. So I'm going to go. And I reached out and I said, I'm going to go, and I'm getting prepared, and I'll be dog if it didn't come back again when I thought I had this thing worked out. But, you know, I prayed about it, and the Lord told me, yes, go. So I went, I did the welcome and the occasion, and then I left, because there was so much anger, so much darkness inside of me right then. It was an unyielding anger. It wasn't a resolute anger. It was a toxic anger. And then I got home, and something else happened about that situation when I got home. And I just said, oh, my God, I am about to break. I'm about to snap. What did that word say? Be you angry and sin not. It's okay to be angry, but you can't let it take you into sin. You can't let the sun go down upon your wrath. You can't let the devil have that place. And I tell you, I'm just transparent. Those of you who know me, you know that I'm authentic. I was in that place. I was teeter-tottering on the edge. I'm telling you, over 10,000 pounds of pressure going into my mind and my spirit for me to handle this the right way, because I was beyond angry. And so Sunday, I woke up and I couldn't go to church because the situation, the violation was in such a way I could not, I mean literally could not be able to go out to church because it was too much physically and not only spiritually, but because of what the person did. And so I reached out to another person who just always makes me laugh. And I just, you know, sent this message, please call me today. I just need to hear from you today, because if no one else is going to make me laugh and help me release, I knew that person was going to do so. I'm talking to you about the clutter of unyielding anger and what it can do for you and what it will do to you and what it will make you do to others and why it is important to remove it. Because I promise you, this weekend, I almost became a Rossi Williams, attorney, evangelist, author, entrepreneur, whatever you want to call me. But I almost became a Rossi Williams that you didn't know and that I didn't know. Unyielding anger. So when I saw the news this morning, I said, oh my God, this is what unyielding anger does. Then it made me think about the shooting that occurred, you know, a while back at Miss Ariana Grande's concert, unyielding anger. The shooting, the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub, unyielding anger. The shooting of Dylann Roof going into a church and killing these people, unyielding anger. It made me think about the controversy that's even going on regarding the NFL, where you have people silently protesting and where the people who are in disagreement have gotten to a point where they can't even disagree about the silent protest silently and agreeably. On yesterday at multiple games, there were people booing and shouting during the national anthem to the point where one quarterback, and he's a white quarterback, he said, what is more disrespectful during his newscast after the game? What is more disrespectful, silently protesting or booing during the national anthem? Then I thought about the news, and I thought about how every time we wake up to the news, it's just nothing but more anger, more provocative, inflammatory situations. We don't even get news anymore. That's just the facts, so that people can draw their own conclusions. I don't care whether you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, Christian, atheist. I don't care what side of the politics you're on or what side of faith you're on, whether you're black, white. The point is, all of the news is always editorializing now. It's a bias from whatever viewpoint of the news station or the journalist. And I'm like, Lord, where is the peace? Where is the good news? Good news doesn't sell. Good news doesn't produce ratings. But what it does is it gets into our spirits and into our minds and into our souls, where we have become angry people. Every day on Twitter, there's a new outrage. Every day on Facebook, there's a new outrage. And sometimes we don't even have enough facts to know if we should be outraged or not. There's always an outrage hashtag going on at any given point in time. Unyielding anger. And we see the results. It impacts our health. It impacts our relationships with others. It impacts what we do, how we treat others, how we respond. It is acceptable to disagree with people. Even the word said you can be angry. But the line is when we allow it to take us into sin. We are a nation, a people, a faith, a country that no longer knows how to disagree respectfully. And we are seeing the consequences and ramifications of it every day. Unyielding anger. Now our time is about to run, so I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to give you your task for today on what you must do, because it's not enough to teach about it. It's not enough to preach about it. That is one of the greatest attributes of the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is that we work through it every day. a new part of the challenge. Come on and pray with me. Just begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. Wherever you are, just begin to speak peace. Say, I speak peace. I speak peace. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you this morning that despite everything that's going on, you have peace that passes all understanding. Your word teaches us in John 14 and 27 that your peace you leave with us. Not as the world gives peace, but your peace. The peace that passes all understanding, a spiritual, supernatural peace that will calm us internally, mentally, emotionally, despite everything that's going on externally and physically and environmentally, so that despite our anger, we won't be led into sin. Father, we speak that peace on us this morning, on our lives, our homes, our jobs, our friends, and every aspect of everything we will encounter today. We speak your peace. Let us be agents of your peace. Let us be those who bring good tidings. Let us bring good news. Let us be lights that shine in the midst of darkness. We speak peace. The peace of God. Peace, 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 peace. Even upon me right now. All those listening, come in agreement with me for peace in my soul right now. Father, today we pray for those who were injured in the Las Vegas shooting. We pray for their families. We pray for the families of all those who were killed. We pray for the family of the shooter. Father, we speak peace in this nation. Whew. Regardless of whether we are Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever party we belong to politically, whatever faith we belong to spiritually, even if we don't belong to a faith, Father, we speak peace. As we go to school this morning, as we go to work this morning, as we encounter even our enemies, maybe even its opposition, opposing counsel, whatever it is, let us be agents of peace, that we disagree respectfully, intellectually, intelligently, so that we not only make this world a better place, but each of us a better person as we remove the clutter of toxic emotions today and all throughout this week. Let us really put forth quality time to working this challenge, because this is going to usher in not only a fruitful 2018, but the best days of our lives, because we will now be fit for the master's use. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later for everything they've laid before you in accordance with your will, that it is done, done, done. This is their time. This is their moment. Right now, this is their time. This is their moment. Right now, this is their time. This is their moment. I see seasons changing. I see anger being released. No more obsession. No more being consumed with ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, being consumed with bosses who have terminated you, co-workers who have done us wrong. No more unyielding anger. And Father, if we are the people, if we are the cause of the factors of anger in someone else's life, help us to fix that today as well. In Jesus' name, we pray that everyone listening say amen. Say, I speak peace. Come on, say, I speak peace today. Wherever you are, just begin to magnify them. You know the situations. Say, I speak peace today. Hallelujah. Let me give you our task for today, and we will end with our song for today. Let me say this unto you. If you're listening and you are not saved, I want to invite you into the family of the Lord, or you are backslidden. Just repeat after me right quickly. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church, that you're tuned in to Morning Motivation each day at 6:30 a.m. live, or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. to work this challenge, and so that you can grow in the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Now, our topic for today is remove unyielding anger. Your task for today, day 91 of the challenge, is that you are to let go and remove the anger by writing down in your journal the names of or situations of everyone who is vexing you, consuming your spirit. You know who and what they are. Write their names down, or write the situations down. And then I want you to write down what about the situation or person is consuming you. And then I want you to write down what you need to do to resolve it. In some situations, and for some people, it may be that you have to totally let them go. You continue to pray for them, but you will no longer interact with them. For other situations, it may be you have to change jobs, or maybe you just need to learn how to pray more, spend more time with the Lord, help you to learn how to respond intelligently so that you don't snap, help you to, you know, have enough Christ in you to hold yourself and restrain yourself. Like, that's what kept me this weekend, was knowing who I am in Christ, okay? So you're going to have to write down the names and situations, write down the cause of the effect or what's producing that, because unless you identify it, you can't resolve it. And then write down what you must do to resolve it. And then all throughout today, you do that. You be an affirmative, positive change agent and peacemaker today, even in your own life. All right, our song we're going to end with, this may be new to you, it's called I Surrender by Hillsong Worship. And some of the lyrics are, here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. And find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you, I surrender. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst with arms stretched wide. I'm feeling this thing this morning, y'all. I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. I surrender. I want to know you more. I surrender. I want to know you more. Whoo, like a rushing wind. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. And it continues with I surrender. All right? Please go order your last 100 days, remove all clutter, challenge journal. Please invite others to work this challenge with you. Please go to fieldourfire.com so you can get the information on this broadcast and for my You Be the Jury broadcast tomorrow, where we're going to deal with gun control and this shooting. I surrender. I'll see you in the morning. I surrender.
Here I am, down on
Listen to me. Unyielding anger is a murderer. It will kill your joy, your spirit, your life, and take your freedom. Don't succumb to that murderer today. Be an affirmative peacemaker and rid and manage the anger in your life. Work this challenge. No more unyielding anger. Go to fieldoffire.com and get all the information for the announcements that I gave you today. I promise you, we're going to usher in a more fruitful 2018. We're not only going to make this world a better place, but each of us a better person. Get rid of that murderer today, unyielding anger. I'll see you in the morning.